Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 FY24 earnings conference call of Petronet LNG Limited, hosted by PhillipCapital India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nitin Tiwari from PhillipCapital India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Michelle. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of PhillipCapital India Limited, I welcome everyone to Petronet LNG's third quarter FY24 earnings call. We have the pleasure of having with us today Mr. Vinod Kumar Mishra, Director of Finance, Mr. Rakesh Chawla, DGM and President Finance, Mr. Gyanendra Kumar Sharma, DGM and President Marketing, Mr. Vivek Mittal, CGM and VP Marketing, Mr. Dev Ubrata, General Manager Finance, Mr. Vikas Maheshwari, Deputy General Manager Finance. I will now hand over the floor to management for their opening remarks, which shall be followed by a Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Very good morning to all of you. First of all, I start this conference with the very good news that we have registered highest ever PBT and PAT in this quarter of 1,597 crore of PBT and 1,191 crore of PAT. And also, nine-month period also has registered highest ever PBT of 3,761 crore. So this is just highlight. Now I go to the main concept. So Dahej has been utilized to the extent of 96% this time, and total throughput has been 218 TBTU, as against 210 TBTU in the previous quarter, and 154 TBTU in the corresponding quarter. If you look at Dahej and Kochi terminal together, we have registered 232 TBTU of throughput in this quarter, as against 223 TBTU in the last quarter, and 167 TBTU in the corresponding quarter. And the quarterly performance, if you look at, the PAT has been 1,597 crore, PBT has been 1,597 crore, as against PBT of 1,586 crore in the corresponding quarter, and 1,102 crore in the previous quarter. And PAT has been, this time, 1,191 crore, as against 1,186 crore in the corresponding quarter, and 818 crore in the previous quarter. So if you look at the growth, there has been 46% growth in PAT as compared to previous quarter, and almost 1% growth over the corresponding quarter. So this is the quarterly result. If you look at the nine-month period, the throughput has been at the Dahej 646 TBTU, as against 532 TBTU in the previous year's corresponding period. And the total throughput this time has been for 685 TBTU, as against 567 TBTU in the corresponding period of the previous year. So there is a growth of almost 21% in volume as compared to the last year nine-month period, as compared to current year nine-month period. So this is the growth. And if you look at the profitability for the nine-month period, the total PBT has been 3,761 crore, as against 3,517 crore in the nine-month period of previous year. And if you look at the PAT, it has been 2,799 crore this 9 months period of this year, as compared to the same period of previous year of around 2,626 crore. So there is a growth of almost 7% over that PAT also, as compared to previous year's 9 month period. So this has been possible because of efficiency in operation and higher utilization of Dahej terminal. So these are the highlights I have just told you, and now floor is open for the question.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may please press star and one on the touchtone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management will be able to address questions from all participants in the conference, may we request you to limit your questions to two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. Thank you. We'll take the first question from the line of Vivekanand Subraman from Ambit Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my questions. I have two. So the Red Sea disruptions that are happening, is that having any impact on the spot LNG trade? Because I'm sure that there are several cargoes that are coming from markets other than Qatar, especially the US ones. That's question one. The second one, could you give us an update on the collection of the receivables? There were around 1,300 crore of past receivables, 1,280 to be exact, and another 600 crore that have gotten added. Could you give us an update on that? Thank you.
Thank you. So the first question is regarding rates impact on the cargoes coming to our terminal. So I must first clarify it that we have long-term contract with RasGas or now Qatar Energy, Qatar Gas. So those cargoes coming from Qatar, there is no threat to there is one in Red Sea and they are coming smoothly. There is no issue, long-term contracts. As far as other contracts, we are seeing any volume coming from, because if any volume is coming from US or from that side, then only this Red Sea threat is there, because anything which passes through Suez Canal and then comes to Red Sea, it is subject to some threat of this these attacks by Houthis. But we don't foresee in our port that there is any threat, because if at all there is any threat, it could be to the cargoes which are coming from US. So maybe, I'm not sure, but maybe it may be for the cargoes which GAIL is bringing from US, if at all they are bringing. Although they have also swapped the volume, so there is very less likely. I have not seen any threat so far to LNG cargoes coming to our terminal. So this is the answer to question number one. Second question, you are saying that what has been your second question?
Update on the receivables and when do you think you're likely to collect that?
I tell you, what has happened that there was a receivable of use of charges to the extent of 415 crore for the calendar year 2021. And there is a use of charges of 848 crore for calendar year 2022. So total 1263 crore was outstanding. This year, we have reached the settlement with our off-takers regarding use of charges. And in fact, we have given them 3-year period to bring more volume in this period. Till then, they have been asked to provide us bank guarantee to the extent of 415 crore for 21 and 848 crore for the year 22. So this is a use of charges which is secured by bank guarantees. And if in 3 years, means for 21, they have to bring the shortfall volumes by to December 2024. If they bring entire volume of this shortfall, which is there to the extent of 415 crore, whatever it is, then we will in that year may waive that use of charges if they don't bring any volume over and above the committed volume under ADP. If they don't bring any volume over and above the commitment in that year of 2024, say this year, then their bank guarantee will be in cash against use of charges. So this is the mechanism we have worked out, and this is more or less agreed by all the off-takers, including GSPC and BPCL, IOCL and Torrent. They have all agreed it, and so accordingly we are going ahead. And for 2022 calendar year, use of charges of 848 crore, if there is excess volume being brought by them by December 2025, then we may waive this use of charges of 848 crore if they bring cargoes equivalent to volume of 848 crores.
Okay. Thank you for the update. Just to understand the revenue that has been recognized.
Yeah.
What will happen if the volumes that the off-takers consume, what if they consume the past shortfall during the 3-year period? Does this mean that you will have to then write back this revenue?
No. What I'm saying is that there is no revenue loss. If they bring more cargoes, then whatever commitment they have for that particular calendar year, 2024, if they bring more cargoes than their commitment, then to that extent, use-or-pay charges will be waived off. It's not an adjustment. It will be waived off. And if it is waived off to that extent, maybe that they may not bring the entire volume in the current year, which is the shortfall for 2021 calendar year. Then to that extent, the bank guarantee is there. We will encash it. Or they will pay it. We will return the bank guarantee. So that could be done. So what I am saying that my use-or-pay charges are now secure to that extent that either they will have some extra volume. In that form, it will be there. Or if they don't bring any volume, it will be encashed and this use-or-pay charges will be recovered.
Right. I'm just trying to understand if they bring the extra volumes, then the use-or-pay charges that you have recognized till now, what will happen to them?
I'm telling you that if they bring extra volume, it will be booked as income of that year when they bring it over and above the ADQ commitment. Okay? So that will be recognized as that year income. It means if they bring at the end of 2024, this will be recognized as normal income at normal regasification charges. It will be recognized. But in lieu of that, because they have made an effort to bring extra volume than they have committed, so as a dispensation, as a consideration, we will waive use-or-pay charges to that extent, to that quantity which they have brought more over and above ADQ volume. If they say they don't bring any volume by end of 2024 for the shortfall which has been there in 2021, then entire use-or-pay charges will be recovered from them against the bank guarantee. If they pay it, okay. If they don't pay, we will encash the bank guarantee. So what I am saying that company is secured from loss of revenue in any case, and there is no hit in the revenue. This is what I'm saying.
Understood, sir. Thank you for the detailed explanation.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Somaiah V. from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. So first question in terms of the use-or-pay charges that we have booked for the last.
Excuse me, sir, your voice is muffled. It's not that clear, sir. May we request you to use your handset, please? As the current participant has left the queue, we will move on to the next question, which is from the line of Sabri Hazarika from Emkay Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning, sir. So I have two questions. First one is relating to this OpEx. So can you give us the reason why it has gone up, the other expenditures gone up, and what should be the normalized recurring rate going ahead?
Yeah, Sabri, there is a provision of 228 crores in the OpEx. If that is taken out, that is also a prudent accounting system. We have created provision of 228 crores against the user-pay receivables of CY21 and CY22. That is a time-based provision only. And if you take that out, 228 crores from the other expenses, then you will see that the other expenses are in line.
Okay. So,
as explained in this scheme of recovery of user-pay, once they bring the volumes, then the revenues will be recorded, and also these provisions will be also reversed in due course of time. It has only been created as a prudent accounting policy.
No, so this is like from the first question itself. So basically, the accounting treatment will not be revenue recognition, but because that you have already done in CY21.
See, we have recognized the revenue. Whenever this revenue comes, there are two things. One is, suppose the revenue comes, some extra volume comes in 2024, then first of all, the 2024 regas rate will be applicable, not the 2021 or 22, because that is one plus there. And second, once that revenue is booked, the already booked revenue of user pay will be reversed, as it has been explained.
So this is now currently housed as receivables, so it will be a cash, I mean, 415 crore, if it is like fully met up, then it will be adjusted in the receivables and it will be a cash gain rather than P&L gain, and whatever upside is there, that will be booked accordingly, and this provision also reversed. Is that the right way?
No, it's like that whatever provision we have made in that year, we will be booking revenue as it is. Means it is as good as coming in the same year and current year income.
Yes.
But as a consideration, we will think that if they have brought some volume over and above the committed volume for that particular calendar year 2024, then that will be considered for waiver of use of pay charges. So that will be adjusted.
Right, sir. Got it. And
it will not impact revenue, you can say.
It will basically lead to cash income, I guess. The usual bookkeeping question. So what was the service revenue and Ind AS impact and government volumes in Dahej?
Yeah, it's at gross margin level, impact is 136 crore. And 36 crore.
Yeah.
There is a forex loss of 1 crore and a reversal of rent expenses of 8 crore. And depreciation and finance costs are 84 and 69 crores respectively.
Okay, and service income?
Regas service charges 623 crore, I think. This is for the service cargoes.
Okay, and Gorgon volumes in Dahej?
Gorgon volume in Dahej is...
Gorgon volumes in Dahej, year to date, I can tell, you can take the adjustment. Year to date Gorgon volumes is 14 TBTUs.
14.4. Okay, and trading gains and inventory gains?
Trading gain is there to the extent of 40 crores in this quarter. 40 crore as compared to 19 crore in Q2 and 24 crore in the corresponding quarter.
Right. And any inventory gains?
Inventory gain 147 crores.
Okay, so fair enough. I'll come back in the queue and all the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Probal Sen from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Just wanted to get a sense of some of the CAPEX update, both on the capacity expansions that are going on and any update you can give us on the petrochemical project. That will be helpful. Thank you.
Expansion project, as you must be knowing, we have been updating you time and again that our expansion of Dahej terminal from 17.5 MTPA to 22.5 MTPA will be completed by March 2025. So after that, it will be available for use. Okay. And as regards this petrochemical, you have just raised the question. We had clarified last time also, there is not much update on that, but that has been approved by the board. And the investment we have already declared 20,685 crore, but this is including the soft cost. So all those things are going on. And I think now we are in the process of finalizing all the licensor selection and all those things are going on. So maybe that we have already ordered for licensor selection, I think. So that part is going on. So it is in the process, not much update on that.
Okay, one small question if I may. Any update, and forgive me if you have already answered this somewhere, on the second level of Kochi connectivity, sir? the pipeline, there was a small stretch that was pending completion.
Update is that so far this section of Coimbatore to Krishnagiri is pending 250 kilometers, and as GAIL has committed, this will be completed by this year end, and it is already under review by Pragati, or the PMO office review. So we are hopeful that by this year end, this will be connected to Bangalore. And after that, it will be connected to the national gas grid.
So FY25, ideally, at least we should see some additional volumes coming through. That would be the expectation.
We can hope it, because I am also optimistic about the completion of this pipeline, because once this is completed, then it will be open for utilization, because there can be more volume be consumed through this pipeline for the southern India, because it's better to use from the nearby terminal than bringing from the Abol or from the Dahej, because then unified tariff will be there, and if it is nearer to the source of gas, the unified tariff will be 40 rupees, 39 something, but if it is away by more than 1200 kilometers, then it may be in the range of 100 rupees. So I think from that concept will help us in utilization, more utilization of Kochi terminal after connectivity is in national gas grid.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much and wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikas Jain from CLSA. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question. A bit of an understanding. So 2021, you had accounted for 333 crores of use or pay receivables, right? And of that, you have now created a provision of 228 crores. Firstly, is any reason where the remaining 105 crores of remaining provision you have not yet created, or any particular reason why only 228, if I could understand that?
No, it's not like that. But 330 crores, I don't know where from you are taking, but total I am telling you, it was including GST 448 crore. This was the total use of pay charges which was pending. And we have made
2021, you said?
2021.
Okay.
We had made a provision of around 20% last year of that. That means around 90 crore, you can say. And we have made provision of 228 crore this year. And the provision is also made against 848 crore, which is for the calendar year 2022. If 848 crore into 20%, actually 20% for the year, and for three quarters we have made 15%. Because for every financial year, after 1 year, we are making provision of 20%. So since three quarters have already passed, so we have decided to make provision on quarterly basis. So accordingly, we have made a provision of 15% of 848 crore. So this is coming to 127 crore. And if you look at the last year provision of 448 crore, 30% of that we have made. So around 130 and divided by it's a 9 month period. If we take it, it will become around 100 crores almost. So total comes 228 crores. 128 you can say for the current year, 20% for this 848 crore, and 100 crore for the previous year, 448 crore into 30% and into 9 divided by 12. So it comes to 100 around. So total 228 crore provision we have made this time.
So just to kind of make it simple, of I think 894 crores of total user pay, right? 21 and 22 put together, 848 and
400.
1300 crores of the user pay. How much provision have you made so far?
228 plus 89. So it is around 317 crore we have made.
Okay, so of 1300, say 317 crore you have made, there's still 1000 crores of revenue which is booked now.
Right.
Essentially, how do we expect this to be? I mean, will you continue making provision every quarter, or how would this work out? And why I say that is, if we do not make full provision, then when these volumes actually come in hopefully in 2024, then effectively you would, if provisions were not made, then that sale has already been booked in advance, right? So the volume would have been taken, but the adjustment will happen from the balance sheet receivables. So for you to recognize the revenue in this particular year, you'll have to make the provision to offset that. And so otherwise it will be adjusted with the balance sheet receivable. Right? So
I'm telling you what will happen. This is the, if you look at 1 year only, 2021, it will be, they have to bring additional volume by December 24.
Correct.
So this will be settled only the next year. Either way, either they don't bring, then it means you will encash the bank guarantee, or they will pay it and we will return the bank guarantee.
Right.
Both options are there. It will be recovered, matter is over.
Correct.
Question arises only when they bring additional volume over and above the commitment of the current year, current calendar year 24. That we will consider, and accordingly, whatever volume they have brought in, additional volume they have brought in this year, it will be adjusted against the shortfall of 21. And to that extent, how whatever use of pay charges are there, that will be written off. This is what we are going to do.
Right. So basically, what I'm trying to
sorry to interrupt, Mr. Chen. I would request.
This is the same question. It is getting clarified. So please allow me to complete it. So what I'm asking you, sir, is there is a part of revenue which you have booked in advance. When they bring in the cargoes, unless you have made provisions for that, this will actually not be kind of leading to recognition of income in that particular quarter or year, right? Because you've already, it will be adjusted with the balance sheet. There's a cash impact which you've said. Either they bring in and pay you the money, or they, you encash the bank guarantee. That I understand. But from an income statement perspective, unless you have cancelled out the advance booking of revenue with a provision, this will not lead to fresh income recognition in that particular quarter, right?
You see,
right.
Because the revenue that has been already booked, the user pay charges, is a penal charge coming out of the contract. Okay. So this penal, from the penal provision, this revenue has been booked. And whatever provision we are booking, that is a, as per the prudent accounting practice, that is a time-based provision that we are booking. Up to this point, we are clear. And then whatever volume, suppose some extra volume they bring in 2024, that extra volume will be treated as the revenue of 2024 only. And it will be a precondition for waiving of the penal charge, whatever has been booked in the past, if they bring some extra volume. So if they bring some extra volume, this penal charge will be waived up to that extent. And if they do not bring, then the through the bank guarantee mechanism, the recovery will be done against the penal charge only. So this is how the accounting treatment has been done.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Jain, may we request you to kindly rejoin the queue for follow-up questions, as there are several participants waiting for their turn. May we request all the participants to limit their questions to one per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So just following up, so just to clarify, bank guarantee has been taken for the entire amount or take or pay, or only a partial amount?
Bank guarantee will be for entire amount of 215 crore for 21 and 848 crore for 2020.
And when will the bank guarantee be received?
It is under settlement. It has been principally agreed with the off-takers. And so we are in the process. Some of them has given also, but others are in the process of giving it. And also settlement agreement will also be formally signed.
And the offset
it has been
is on
agreed
value
to
or, and offset is on value or volume, because I guess the value obviously will be higher on the same volume now with
volume will be compared. See, because the user fee charges in 21 will be at a lower regas charges, but in 24 the volume, the additional volume they bring in, it will be charged at higher regas charges. So we'll compare how much additional volume they have brought in, and to that extent how much would have been the user fee charges multiplied by this regas charges of 2021. That will be waived.
Okay.
Revenue will be booked as if current year income, whatever additional volume will come.
And there is no interest included in this, like, 3 year of interest loss that has happened. Is this, that's not in the equation?
These kind of things are not considered. When a settlement is done, these things are not thought of, because we are doing something, at least we are able to recover it somehow. Otherwise, there is a lot of issues, and it's not, it's a big deal also if we are settling something very old.
Okay.
So interest part is not there, of course.
Right.
But you see, regasification charges of 5% hike we are getting. 2 years, 21 was, at least if you look at 5 years each year, if they bring in 24, almost 15% of the regas charges has already increased for the addition volume. So if you compare with that, then you have to see the interest, and you will find that it is still beneficial.
And could you share some update on the regas contract, the long-term contract?
Regas contract is already there up to 2036 with the off-takers to the extent of 8.25 MMTPA.
Sorry, I meant the contract with Qatar.
Oh, yes. That is in process, and as when there is any declaration, we will inform you, and we are under discussion, so we cannot disclose those important issues. We will declare it, definitely it will be known to you as and when we sign it.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chinmay Gandre from Canara HSBC Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just a follow-up, Professor, regarding this settlement. So when was this reached? You mentioned that some of the players have given bank guarantees. And so what quantum of bank guarantees we would have received?
No, just repeat again. Your voice is not so clear. Come closer to the mic.
It's muffled little, actually.
Yeah, so my question is, when was this settlement reached with respect to the off-takers, and also, like, how much percentage of bank guarantees have we received of the total outstanding?
This is in process. You will find next quarter, we'll update you, but we are in process. We cannot do something in a hurry that they should submit immediately. It takes time, but somehow they have reached to the agreement, and we have we are going in that direction, and maybe in next by the end of next quarter it should come. We will inform you, updated. But bank guarantee is yet to be received. Some of them have given, some of them have not given. So we are in the process of getting those bank guarantees also and settlement agreement signed.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Puneet from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much. My first question is whether, you know, all the increase in regas tariffs have been honored for the current year so far?
Yes, yes, it is being honored. It is as per the contract. There is no issue. 5% hike is there. And for the RasGas contract, it is on 1st of Jan 2024. It has been done. It is 62.90.
Collected.
62.99. It is being collected also.
Okay.
There is no issue.
Okay, great. And so for the Kochi as well, right?
Yes, Kochi as well.
And the Kochi, the increase should happen from March, right?
So 1st of April 2024, it will happen.
Understood. Secondly, if you can also talk a bit about the CapEx on your Gangavaram plant and the Dahej jetty, what is the timeline for completion of those?
The Gangaram we are not pursuing. We are going to Gopalpur, as we have declared.
Yeah.
Earlier we were doing that. We are thinking of going to Gangavaram, but now Gangavaram is no longer there. And it is Gopalpur. We are putting up a terminal. And it is in the process. And as you know that we have already signed with Gopalpur Port Limited all the sublease agreement and the other land lease, land, all agreements have been signed. And we are now in process of undertaking that project, and it will take around 3 years. Initially, we are thinking of some FSRU-based terminal, but it seems that FSRU's availability is also very poor, and if we don't get it, we will go straight away to land-based terminal. For that, we need some additional land. For that, we are pursuing with them. And as and when we get it, maybe instead of going for FSRU, in future we may go for land-based terminal. But as of now, approval is for FSRU-based terminal only.
Right. And while you are negotiating with Qatar, are you negotiating for higher volume for this terminal as well, or is it just renewal of existing volume?
It is just renewal of the contract.
Okay. So, volume for this will be fresh contract with some other off-taker, other party.
No, it's renewal means everything. Renewal means whatever volume will be coming, it will be coming on behalf of the existing off-takers only.
Right, but not the additional volume.
Not additional volume. Additional volume we are not thinking of.
Okay. And update on the jetty and?
Jetty, we are in the process of finalizing the details and award the contract, and it will be having a cost of around 1700 crores, and we hope that after it is awarded, it will take another 36 month period to complete that jetty, and that jetty will be diversified, in fact, from the point of view that it can import propane, ethane as well as LNG. So it is thought that once this is commissioned, then we will have more flexibility in operation, and perhaps for the upcoming petrochemical project also, it can bring propane from outside, and if we also maybe for ethane also we can import. So this is the detail of this jetty, and another thing, tanks are also coming up. So tanks will be commissioned by June 2024. 1246 crore around is the capex. Expansion will be completed by March 2025 of 5 MTP at Dahej. So this is the details of other projects.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this will be the last question for today, which is from the line of Manikantha Garre from Franklin Templeton, India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hope I'm audible. Thanks for providing me the opportunity. Sir, I have just one question with respect to this agreement which I have made with off-takers on the user pay charges. So you said any additional volumes that the off-takers bring on top of the committed volumes will be offset against this CY21-22 charges. Just a clarification here, if not for the situation wherein, you know, user pay charges would have, if they were paid in CY21 and 22 itself, you would have gotten additional revenues from the additional volumes which they will be bringing in 24-25. So effectively, you are foregoing that additional revenues just to resolve this user pay charges. Is that the right understanding?
No, this is not correct. Because what I am telling you, because now LNG prices have softened and they are now thinking to bring more volume because they want to settle this issue. It's not that had they paid it, then they would have brought the additional volume. They may not have made even the effort for bringing additional volume. Now they are making effort how to set it off. So this is the difference. Actually, if you don't intend to bring it, then you will not bring it. But now they have intention to bring it. So they are somehow managing to bring the volume, more volume, so that this use of pay can be adjusted. So this is how, and not adjusted, this can be waived off. And in fact, additional volume will give them solace that they have brought in. And so now their user fee charges will no longer be applicable after waiving off.
Okay.
So this is not correct that they would have brought it additionally. This is not correct. They are now making effort to bring more volume. Just to make up for the short.
CY 26 onwards, sir. How should we think about CY 26 onwards then? So they will not be making any additional efforts to bring additional volumes then, is it?
They may bring or they may not bring. But now they will additionally make an effort to bring it. This is the difference. At our terminal only. Otherwise, they can take it to any other terminal.
Right. So
they are free to take it anywhere, na?
Sure. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. As that was the last question for today, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thanks to all of you for joining this conference. And just I want to reassure you that, as I have already said, that we'll continue to make effort to increase the profitability of the company, to do some extra things so that we have some extra bottom line additions to Petronet. So this effort will continue, and only thing, you have to repose confidence in Petronet LNG, and we assure you that we are making all efforts to make company a bigger company and to increase the wealth of the shareholder. Whatever efforts we can do, we are always will continue to make all efforts. Thank you very much.
Thank you, members of the management. On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.